34, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. It is, well, it's raining. You know what it is. We've got a lot of rain, heavy rain. It's going to be with us one way or another. You're going to see something like this probably right up until around midnight. Some of it's going to be really heavy locally, some gusty winds. Overnight lows, by the way, like 60 degrees. So, I mean, if the rain stops by the time you're heading to bed, the windows open, it's not bad sleeping weather. And I would enjoy it while you can because we're not going to see any sort of rain according to this official forecast for quite some time. I had the opportunity last week to sit down with Carl Carlson, and we do this on a regular basis. Carl is my financial planner and advisor and confidant and, I don't know, think of other good words. And what we do is explain to me where we are, why we're there, how it's going to help, and hopefully move up the date where I am, quote, financially free. And a lot of people, you say, oh, well, retirement. But when you take a look at this stuff, you start the process as early as possible. Let me tell you something. You don't have to wait for the official retirement date. Carl, I appreciate you being here, my friend.
Hey, great to be here, Jeff. Great to be here. Good to see you the other day.
Yeah, it was good to see you. We had a good time talking about a lot of stuff, and I know there are a lot of issues we are certainly going to be talking about. I want to talk about this cost of a living adjustment that's coming for Social Security folks and all of that good stuff. But you did something last week, and I really do want people to be aware of this. You were pointing out that most of us, when we work for a company and there's some sort of a pension fund, they put a year with it, right? The ABC 2024 fund. That's for people who are going to, quote, retire in 2024. But you and folks who actually do this on a regular basis, you are routinely, I guess the word is, outperforming things like those, right?
Yeah. So it's often you're going to find them in 401ks where they call them target dated retirement funds. Mm-hmm. And I just think they're not good at all. Mm-hmm. And really keep people's returns long term. When you're in those kind of funds, you might be averaging 4 to 5%,
right?
Potentially even a little less, which is just bad news. You really want to be, you know, I always like to think that the direction to go is to, if somebody had half of their money in something safe like CDs, mm-hmm, or fixed annuities or money markets, half their money in that, and then half their money in growth stocks, that the combination of those two things should end up giving you a return after fees. Mm-hmm. The net return should be in that range of 10 to 12% a year. And that's approximating the return of the S&P 500 over time.
Okay.
So if you can get that return with half of your money absolutely safe,
mm-hmm,
that's kind of a nice sweet spot.
Yeah.
And I almost never see it when new people come in. They're bringing me their information, and it's not even coming close to that kind of a return. Like I said, it may be 5% or below. Now, they'll have a few up years where,
right,
it looked good, but they, mm-hmm, don't know what it could have been.
Right.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it was
okay.
Good, but it could have been great.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, to me, that's disturbing. But again, as you were explaining this and giving me some pretty clear-cut examples of where we are, what we are doing, and I was very excited to learn that I own Tesla, which is great because it,
yeah,
as the owner of Tesla, the first thing I'm going to do is actually get rid of the electric stuff and put a gas engine in there. But the other things I would like to do for Tesla, well, I own, what, like 3 shares of Tesla, but I'm still an owner.
That's right. Yeah. You own more than three, but oh, okay. Yeah. You want to go sit in on the board meeting?
I was just going to say, am I allowed to go to the stockholders meetings?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. That could be a lot of fun.
It could be, or I could be asked to leave. I don't know. I'm going to have to check my notes on on that one, Carl. Let's talk a little bit about some Social Security stuff, because we're at that time of the year. People, I think, have kind of forgotten we are really, really pressing on 2025. And end of year stuff probably needs to be handled now, because if you get closer to the end of the year, there's just no time left in it. But COLA starts coming out for Social Security. Explain exactly what that is.
Yeah, you can get COLA with your Social Security, or Dr. Pepper, 7-Up, yes. Sprite, any of those.
Mm.
But love how you talk the lingo, Jeff, or other people could say cost of living adjustment, increase for inflation,
that. Carl, I am I'm an owner of Tesla. I don't have to tread That's right. Please.
You're at a much higher level now.
That's right. So what is the cost of living adjustment that we're looking at?
So it's being estimated. It's not nailed down yet. And the one that's given the estimation is the Senior Citizens League, and they're saying could be around 2.63%. Now, last year it was 3%.
Right.
And the year before that, 8.7%. So it's come down a lot. I think that cost of living adjustment for inflation is pretty highly manipulated by the government.
Okay.
You know, because most people are still feeling more than a 2.63% increase in their cost of living.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff is still way higher than that.
So,
and has come down.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask about. So this, in theory, keeps people who are getting Social Security or the Social Security disability payments, it keeps them status quo, right? This is homeostasis. Hey, prices went up 2 points such and such percent. We raised your allowance up 2 points such and such percent, so you're at the same point. But the reality is it doesn't look at what's going on in the supermarket, really.
Yeah, gasoline, yep. Electricity.
Yeah.
They can mess with the numbers. And so where many of us might be feeling 10% inflation, what are they going to get? And when a lot of these people on that Social Security for 30% of retirees, that's all they have.
Jeez.
And so that small of an increase puts them behind in their standard of living, you know, so they got to start making decisions on what to cut.
People, you say 30% of folks who are, quote, retired are living only on Social Security. As I've looked at it, I thought Social Security was really, it's like a stopgap measure, right? It's just there to give you backup. You got to be planning on your own. You've got to be investing on your own.
Yeah, definitely. I think maybe over the years, it's kind of for all those folks that are just relying on that, of they viewed it more that way, you know, well, that's their retirement.
Mm-hmm.
We all need to be viewing it more like, hey, that's gravy if we get it.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate because we've been putting a ton of money into it.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't necessarily, it's not really gravy. Just getting some of our money back.
That's right. That's right.
But we have to look at it that way. Like, let's invest. Let's build our plans. So we're not totally reliant on that.
Yeah. And of course, then we have this whole thing where we have politicians in D.C. They always talk about the lockbox. But, man, that lockbox is just jammed with Post-it notes that say, we owe you $1 billion.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's not actually real money in that Social Security fund.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's IOUs that the government's borrowed against it. But when they theoretically, when they pay it back into that fund, it's going to cover the Social Security needs and claims for what's been promised up until about 2034, which just keeps getting closer and closer.
No kidding.
And then it's only going to be able to cover about somewhere between 70 and 80% of what's been promised. So if you were looking at Social Security of $40,000 in 10 years, that could be $28,000. That's a huge cut.
That is a huge cut. And I look at those politicians really like Wimpy from Popeye. You know, I will gladly pay you for a burger tomorrow, or two burgers tomorrow for a free burger today. And here's a... here's an IOU. Carl, do you want to announce that today is my last show at WRBA? We went over the financial freedom retirement numbers. This is it, right? I'm done.
That's right.
Exactly. Perfect. All right. Well, I just wanted to share that with everybody, and there you go. All right. Now, Carl, people do need to get in touch with you. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Now, we have a good time. We joke about a lot of things. I love getting together with you last week. There's way too much candy that's offered in that office, but that's another story. It's delicious. But I want people to reach out to you, man, because I can see it. You can see it. The Social Security you may be counting on, it just realistically is in all likelihood not going to be there in the way that you think. You got to get yourself on track ASAP. So what's the best way for people to reach out to you, Carl?
Yeah, and the sooner the better, because, you know, like right now, market's back up towards all-time highs. Might be a great time to sell something and move it to something safe if you're getting close to retiring. So reach out to us at 844-CARLSON over the phone or at carlsonfinancial.com.
We'll be happy to help. Yeah, that'll be
are
we selling anything today? You didn't sell my Tesla stock, did you?
No, I didn't sell your Tesla today. No, we already have you in the right position.
Of course you do. Doggone right. You got my position is handle my wallet and going, yeah, let's keep going. All right. Well, Carl, I appreciate it, my friend. That is Carl Carlson.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, sir. Carlson Financial, 844-CARLSON, 844-CARLSON. Now, you may be thinking that I'm joking, but I met with Carl last week, and I am just so thrilled with what he has been able to do for us, protecting assets, growing assets, making sure we are looking out for Julia long-term. And I'll share this with you, also looking out for the boys. It's very different. You know, I'm not just going to hand them money, but I do want to get them positioned in a way that by the time they're 40, they won't have to work. It is 4:45. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.